Einen guten Abend. Eine gute Nacht.
A good evening. A good night. The eternal spirit, whose streams throughout infinity fills the nature kingdoms, all suns and planets. And the eternal spirit, the spirit of infinity, wants to consciously stream throughout us human beings too, in order to increasingly give us His power. We in the Western world call the Eternal Spirit God. The Spirit of God is the life. Everything lives because God is the breath, the life. We human beings experience Him in our breathing. Many people have become quick and short of breath. Above all, those who had to withstand much during the day. Whether it was conversations over problems, whether it was the frequency and versatility of the work, the search for a parking spot for the car, or traffic jams. For many a one, there were even quarrels and disputes at work with colleagues, or conflicts in the family, or we heard gossip about ourselves from others, and so forth and so on. During the day, there are many, many dissensions that upset us and still preoccupy us in the evening, that is, that don't let us calm down. Things long past can also reflect into the day and bring our disposition and thoughts into turmoil. This means that we are short of breath because we are still agitated by the events of the day. If we take these many negative mental images along into the night, they will leave us restless and hardly able to sleep at all. Our rest is disturbed because we are agitated. What can we do? The following advice could be of help when you find no peace during the evening because the events of the day are penetrating into the evening hours. It could calm you down and thus promote a good night and a restful sleep. Consider this. What can you still bring into order now, that is, during your evening hours? Perhaps a telephone conversation can clarify something that is still unsettled. Perhaps a direct conversation would help lighten the gravity of your worries. Possibly, it would be helpful to meet with a colleague from work or an acquaintance in order to guide what led to intense arguments during the day in the direction of understanding. Or maybe you can write a letter to clear up misunderstandings that preoccupied your thoughts during the day. Surely, there are several possibilities to find a solution for many a dissension, so that your breathing then becomes deeper, that is, calmer. What can no longer be cleared up this evening, you could write down. This way, you write it out of your still agitated thoughts. It would be good to also put into writing what you want to talk about and clarify tomorrow. It would be best to jot down detailed notes about what you intend to say or do. Write down what you will say, and even if it is a whole speech that you already pre-formulate today. Such preliminary work for the day's event would be a help in becoming calmer. When you check yourself afterward, you will notice that not only have several things fallen away from you, your breathing is also calmer and deeper. You feel better, possibly even in a good mood, and after the night, you will be newly motivated to greet the morning with fresh courage. A deep, calm breathing accompanies you to your bed so as to find recuperation in deep sleep, to recharge, as it were, in order to draw strength for the new day. If you have the desire to pray, then you will certainly become even calmer. You become quieter. In prayer, you are increasingly touched by the Eternal Spirit, the Spirit of God, the love which permeates everything pure and which is also present in matter, in order to respirate all existence. God's all-encompassing love also breathes calmly and quietly in you and guides you into a deep and restful sleep. Sleep in God's all-encompassing love. Sleep. You are secure. Sleep. You are in safe hands. Sleep. God's angels are keeping watch. Sleep. Sleep gently and well protected. Sleep in God's all-encompassing love. Sleep. You are secure. Sleep. You are in safe hands. Sleep. God's angels are keeping watch. Sleep. Sleep gently and well protected. You are sleeping. You are sleeping. You are sleeping.
See,